Hello from me, John Hoyle, and my co-reader, Carolyn Wood. Welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's edition of our newspaper is number 2342, and it's being recorded on Thursday, the 18th of September. What do we have in store for you? Well, on part one, we have news and letters from the last 6 days of the evening news and a feature. This week, a look at 1940's initial plans to redevelop the city after the war. Now, here is Carolyn to continue with our introduction.
Hello. First of all, we would like to offer a warm welcome to a new listener, Mrs. Ellen Betts of Ling. We hope you enjoy our recording. Today you will also have a special edition of the City Council production, Norwich Citizen. It's at the end of this weekly edition. Now we can start with some news items. The question of a reorganisation of local government is still being debated, whilst more immediate concerns like who will run the newly refurbished halls and who will repair a derelict Grade 2 listed building are still to be decided. The airport chalks up another success as Ryanair extends its routes. But we'll start, however, with a huge wind farm onshore converter station nearing its completion. A huge electrical station, which has been 2 years in the making in Fields next to the A47, is almost complete. Danish energy company Ørsted is putting the finishing touches to its onshore converter station site on almost 50 acres of fields off the A47 near Swardston on the edge of Norwich. Drivers on the southern bypass have watched as the structure has taken shape since 2023. The converter station will serve what will be the world's largest offshore wind farm, Hornsea 3. Developers say that the wind farm, 75 miles off the Norfolk coast from Cromer, will produce enough renewable green energy to power more than 3.3 million UK homes. Cables will bring the power underground from Weybourne to the site off the A47, where converter stations will change the electrical current arriving from the wind farm so it can feed into the national grid at the Norwich main substation at nearby Dunstan. Work on the wind farm itself is due to begin next year, with it up and running by 2027.
Norfolk County Council has unveiled its business case for a single authority to replace the county's current 8 councils, claiming it would save almost £40 million a year. The number of councillors would be slashed from almost 400 to 168 under the council's one unitary authority approach to the biggest shake-up in local government in 50 years. The Conservative-run council revealed its 259-page document ahead of next month's deadline for submissions to the process, which will see all 8 of Norfolk's current councils scrapped. The Labour government wants there to be fewer councils providing all services rather than the current system where district councils provide some and the county others. In Norfolk, there is conflict over the way forward. Norfolk County Council wants one, South Norfolk Council favours 2, and the other districts want 3.
The futures of St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls in Norwich have been plunged into uncertainty after the City Council suddenly pulled the plug on a process to find an organisation to run them. Norwich City Council has halted the tender process to find a company to run the halls, with the clock ticking over the delayed reopening of the historic venues. Norwich Theatre, which runs the Theatre Royal and Norwich Playhouse, and Norwich Arts Centre, both put in bids to take on the venues, currently being revamped to the tune of millions of pounds. But Labour-run City Hall has abruptly ended the process without awarding a contract because it did not meet the right standards. A spokeswoman said, "We have decided to withdraw the procurement process surrounding the contract to manage the halls, as we have established the process did not meet the right standards. As we are committed to ensuring the halls are reopened to the public as quickly as possible, we will be looking at our options in terms of putting suitable arrangements in place to best manage one of the city's much-loved listed buildings."
Experts are calling for urgent action to save an historic city building dogged by vandalism, neglect and fires. The Victorian Society is urging City Hall to take enforcement action in an effort to save the privately owned Trowles pumping station from ruin. Morgan Ellis Lee, Southern Conservation Advisor at the Victorian Society, said, "The council must use their enforcement authorities to safeguard the future of this Grade 2 heritage asset. Just because the pumping tower was a practical building, it doesn't mean it's without historical, visual or social relevance. It deserves restoration and sympathetic reuse." A council spokesman previously said, "The owner of the building has been unwilling to engage in finding a solution, despite attempts at engagement by Norwich City Council. The owners have been advised to undertake repair, maintenance and stabilisation on listed buildings at the site, but have so far not complied with these requests."
Ryanair has officially extended one of its routes from Norwich Airport into the winter. Flights from the fine city to Malta currently run twice a week on Thursdays and Sundays during the peak holiday season. But now flights to the Mediterranean island will be available throughout the winter months, the budget airline has confirmed. Ryanair's Director of Communications said, "Ryanair is pleased to launch our Norwich Winter 2025 schedule, including an exciting new winter route to Malta. Ryanair flights from Norwich Airport to Alicante will continue throughout the winter, but the Faro route will finish at the end of October before continuing next May."